You're listening to BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 商务课堂。我们今天继续和大家来讨论关于工作面试方面的问题。不过，今天我们要谈的更深入、更个人化一些。首先，就要来谈谈我们的身体。肢体语言 body language 可以在工作面试时起到至关重要的作用。那我们应该如何正确的通过不同的肢体语言来传达给面试官我们想建立一个友好的关系呢？我们再次有请商务面试方面的专家，著名的毕马威公司全球招聘总监 Keith Dugdale 先生。他在接下来的这段录音中给我们讲了在做面试时关于肢体语言的四个注意点，看看你是否能记下这四点。
What can you do with your body language to really be effective? I think the first thing to say is just make sure you're sitting comfortably and relaxed in your chair at the start of the interview. Just the way you sit can convey the fact that you're confident and relaxed. Second thing is try to use your hands a bit during the interview. You actually use gestures because that's a really, I'm doing it now, you know, it's a really effective way to convey a particular message and give some emphasis. And the other thing is eye contact. You know, try to make eye contact with the individual, not in a fixed stare so that you frighten them to death, but actually in a kind of really gentle way. Smiling is fantastic because if you smile during an interview, just try it. The interviewer will smile as well. It's a fantastic way of building rapport. So I think those are the key points about body language and how to make an impact in a different way at an interview.
怎么样？听到 Keith 建议大家在面试中如何有效地使用不同的肢体语言了吗？我们一个一个再来听一次。Keith 首先说，坐在面试官前的姿态要舒适自然。
I think the first thing to say is just make sure you're sitting comfortably and relaxed in your chair at the start of the interview. Just the way you sit can convey the fact that you're confident and relaxed.
Keith 接着说，面试讲话时要适当做一些手势 gestures.
Second thing is try to use your hands a bit during the interview. You actually use gestures because that's a really, I'm doing it now, you know, it's a really effective way to convey a particular message and give some emphasis.
Keith 还强调说，目光交流 eye contact 十分重要，不过要注意不能过分盯着面试官，要温和的有礼貌的看着对方。
And the other thing is eye contact. You know, try to make eye contact with the individual, not in a fixed stare so that you frighten them to death, but actually in a kind of really gentle way.
最后，注意保持面带微笑，因为这样可以轻松地与面试官建立友好关系 ，building rapport.
Smiling is fantastic because if you smile during an interview, just try it.The interviewer will smile as well. It's a fantastic way of building rapport.
您现在收听的是 BBC Business Class. 为希望在国际企业中飞黄腾达的有识之士制作的系列商务节目。
Let's listen to the whole of Keith's clip one more time.
What can you do with your body language to really be effective? I think the first thing to say is...Just make sure you're sitting comfortably and relaxed in your chair at the start of the interview. Just the way you sit can convey the fact that you're confident and relaxed. Second thing is try to use your hands a bit during the interview. You actually use gestures because that's a really, I'm doing it now, you know, it's a really effective way to convey a particular message and give some emphasis. And the other thing is eye contact. You know, try to make eye contact with the individual, not...in a fixed stare so that you frighten them to death, but actually in a kind of really gentle way. Smiling is fantastic because if you smile during an interview, just try it. The interviewer will smile as well. It's a fantastic way of building rapport. So I think those are the key points about body language and how to make an impact in a different way at an interview.
这期节目里，我们从商务专家 Keith Dugdale 那里获得了关于面试方面的一些宝贵贴士。别忘了在我们的网站上 bbcukchina.com 有更多实用贴士供大家免费下载。 今天我们学习了如何正确有效地使用 body language 肢体语言，从而能给面试官留下一个好的印象。不过对于中国学生来说，有哪些肢体语言是要格外避免的呢？在下期节目中，中西文化专家 Catherine Liu 和董征将一起讨论东西方人在肢体语言方面的不同。下次再会。